Akwoch Ajang says the government is not adequately supporting their security forces. They are being paid low salaries that do not compensate for rising prices across the country, and they are not being motivated.
The salaries that they receive, they cannot bring even a meal or a food for one day for their families. So a soldier will not sacrifice his life or will not go and fulfill the duty when they are not receiving enough salaries. In fact, they are busy to feed their families by all means. So that's why they are not doing proper job on the ground.
Ajang spoke during a news conference at the office of the South Sudan Civil Society Alliance today. He says while a lawmaker is paid around $2,000 per month, the salary of a general at the Army headquarters, Belfast Military Base, is around $20 only per month.
Unless the government provide reasonable salaries to these organized forces, to the civil servant, there will be no stability in the country. Simply, there's no hope. And people are struggling either to loot money, loot cattle, fire another person. For economic reasons, it is happening. Youth, on the other hand, are not employed in the country. They are vulnerable. So they work hard to take whatever is available in front of them.
Ajang also blames insecurity on armed cattle herders in parts of the Equatorial region, saying they partly exacerbate the violence. He says another issue is the ineffective implementation of the security arrangements in the revitalized peace agreement. He says despite the fact that most of the unified forces have graduated, they have not been deployed, allocated their ranks, and are not even receiving salaries yet.
It was a hope to each citizen in this country that the organized forces, the police, the security, and the army were going to provide protection, protect life and properties in the country. And that's the sole responsibility of the government of the day, of course. People form government to protect their life and their properties. Unfortunately, that unified forces never exist. They are in papers.
Ajang calls on the government to urgently intervene and address the issue of armed cattle herders in parts of Equatorial region. The South Sudan Army spokesperson, Major General Lulroy Kwong, confirms that the unified forces have not yet been deployed as government is working on a plan.
It will be rolled out as soon as the last batch is graduated on the 13th of this month, the last batch at Kaljak. In regards to the rounds, His Excellency the President requested his counterparts to submit the list of officers for confirmation and commissioning. The delay is not on our side. In the same regard, once the lists have been submitted and confirmed through a Republican order, the names will be submitted so that a supplementary budget is made in regards to the salaries.
Violence has raged across parts of the country over the last 4 months, and in particular the Upper Nile and Equatorial regions involving armed cattle herders. Observers say that armed pastoralists across the country are increasing and are undermining the constitutional responsibility of the government to protect civilians and guarantee the rule of law. Activist Eddie Monyakani says President Salva Kiir should take responsibility and work to achieve his constitutional obligation for holding accountable individuals or groups that undermine the constitutional order. Yakani says civilians across the country are suffering from the actions of the armed herders. Yakani says an indisciplined politicians, military leaders, and traditional leaders are increasing, undermining the government's ability to protect communities. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.